Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 13th of February. Here's your daily tech shot. There is a worldwide race to lock up the supply chain for cobalt, which will likely be in even greater demand as electric car production rises. So far, China is way ahead, as Chinese imports of cobalt from Congo, the world's biggest producer of cobalt, total $1.2 billion in the first 9 months of 2017, compared with just $3.2 million by India, the second largest importer, as government data show. Police in the UK have started using a mobile fingerprinting system that lets them check the identity of an unknown person in less than a minute. Fingerprints collected on the street will be compared against the 12 million records contained in national criminal and immigration fingerprint databases, and, if a match is found, will return the individual's name, date of birth, and other identifying information. Winter Olympics officials have confirmed the games were hit by a cyber attack during the opening ceremony, but have refused to confirm rumors in Pyeongchang that Russia was responsible for it. Shortly before the ceremony, the official Pyeongchang 2018 site stopped working, with users unable to access information or print tickets for events. The website was normalized at 8 a.m. on Saturday, 12 hours later. Starting with Chrome 68, which is scheduled to be released in July 2018, Google will explicitly mark all HTTP websites as not secure. According to Google's numbers, 68% of Chrome traffic on both Android and Windows is now encrypted, as is 78% of Chrome traffic on both Chrome OS and Mac. In July, those numbers are going to be even higher. This was your shot of Tech Coffee.